Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you have thought to yourself, how do I help out the veterans community? And if you have an interest in Wisconsin farms, we've got just the guest for you. His name is Jacob Vanderplas. He runs and is the executive director and president of Door County Farm for Vets. You can find out more at www.dcfarmforvets.org. That's dcfarmforvets.org. Again, thank you so much, Jacob, for sharing your work. We know that veterans often, particularly in what I'm going to call these most recent wars that we have had, these conflicts that folks have been deployed in forward areas, have resulted in different kinds of injuries. And yes, many of those have negatively and for the rest of people's lives impacted their mental health, and that remains a challenge to meet the needs of our veteran community and our veteran family members, friends, coworkers, and neighbors when it comes to their mental health needs. Was that one of the motivating factors in getting DC Farm for Vets going, Jacob?
Yeah, that was actually the single driving factor. When I got back home from Iraq, I struggled a lot, and I struggled for the better part of a decade, maybe even a bit longer. And through pure dumb luck, we ended up buying a farm, and no farming background whatsoever. We're learning as we go. But the veteran suicide rate is off the rails. The VA actually claims that the veteran suicide rate is about 17.5 veterans a day committing suicide, and that's actually inaccurate. There's an organization called Mission Roll Call that published an article in March of 2024, and you can look that up. I encourage everybody to do so. But the VA actually gets all their reporting from county-level reports. And according to Mission Roll Call, not all counties actually report. So when they actually dug up all county-level reporting, the true number isn't 17 and a half. It's actually between 22 and 24 a day. On top of that, the VA also does not count drug overdoses, and they also don't count single vehicle accidents. I know three of my fellow veterans that took their vehicles in front of semis or dump trucks, and that's how they chose to end their lives. So when they take that word suicide out and actually change it to self-inflicted mortality, that true number of the GWAT vets taking their own lives is between 40 and 44 every single day. So that's why we exist. And we feel wholeheartedly that your mental health and your overall health starts with the quality of the food that you consume. So everything we do teach is 100% chemical free. It's a little more work, but not really. And this is the way it's supposed to be done. So our goal is to get as much nutrient-dense food into the hands of veterans as we can. And we don't want to just give the food. We want to teach the skill set so you can take that on for future generations.
Give a man a fish, teach a man to fish. Vastly exactly. Different things. Teach a man to fish. And here, obviously, my metaphor being farming. Farming and being together with people that understand you and some peacefulness. Yes, those are very real, tangible mental health supports. You add the nutritional value that's coming from that, the sense of independence. And I love the fact, Jacob, as you were describing last segment, that it's not just, hey, show up at the farm a couple of times. It's show up at the farm, be together, have harvest dinners, eat together, train people so that they can have and experience their own fresh vegetables. If they want to raise bees or livestock, they can learn those things.
Yep.
I grew up in a family where my mother was a master gardener, huge gardens, rose bushes. And I know that I benefited through my entire young life from both the sense of hard work, the great sense of reward from harvest, but also the sense of being able to eat incredibly amazing tasting fresh fruits and vegetables. The first time I had a canned bean at a friend's house, I was like, what is this? Because this ain't no green bean I've ever eaten. It's gray, first of all. It's not green. Those are gray beans out of the can. Jacob, y'all have some really cool events coming up soon. Tell folks about them.
Yep. So 2 weeks ago, we actually finished up our Maple Syrup Fest. So we actually boiled off a bunch of maple syrup. It's the first time doing that. Coming up on May 10th at 2 o'clock right here on the farm, we're actually going to be inoculating some mushroom logs. So we got some extra logs rolling around for next year. Now, it usually takes about 12 months after inoculation before you get any actual production out of it. So we've got a great partner, Door County Mushroom Company. He comes out with all of his tools and gives us the down low and all the skinny on how this actually works with the mycelium and how it spreads through the log and how you actually get maximum production. Then on June 14th, that's actually Flag Day. When your flag is old and torn, there's an actual official process. Don't just throw it in the garbage. Can't do that. Okay. There's an official process to actually retire your flag. So we get in contact with the American Legion, the VFW, the AMVETS, and everybody that we can. And we gather up all the flags into one big event. And we do the official ceremony and burn through all the flags. So it gets pretty hot and everyone gets a turn to throw some flags in. This year, we're actually adding a little addition. We're hoping to get a squad car out here and a fire truck because we're inviting a bunch of children to come on out and participate so we can actually have a flag etiquette class. So we can teach kids how to fold the flag. We can teach them, you know, when your flag is up on a flagpole, you're supposed to take it down at night. But if you leave it up at night, you need to have a light on it.
Light on it. Yep.
That type of stuff. So pretty honored. We got the VFW here at Sturgeon Bay coming out to do the flag etiquette for the kids. And we're very, very excited for that.
Oh, Jacob, you come back on this show anytime you want when you got another event coming up. I will be sure to stop by the Door County Farm for Vets in Sturgeon Bay. I love the Door County. This is going to be yet another thing that I love about being up there. Best of luck to you, friend. Again, let Jamie or I know anytime you want to come back on. Thank you for what you do. And I won't say thank you for your service alone. I will say thank you for your service and make sure that I donate to DC Farm for Vets. You can do that at dcfarmforvets.org. Get involved. Don't just say thank you, folks. Jacob, all my best to you. Have a fabulous weekend. Folks, we're going to come back. It's a little time for Ask Maggie after top of the hour news, weather, and sports. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is not a test, it's not a drill. Take no prisoners, break their